The System by Ryan Gaddis. Read by Ian Guerra, Tim Campbell, Theodore Chin, Gary Galone, Octavio Gomez, Lori Philippe Barkin, and Timothy Pabone. For neither life nor nature cares if justice is ever done or not. Patricia Highsmith. The System. In the United States, the term criminal justice system refers to the institutions through which an accused offender must pass until the accusations are either dismissed or proven, and punishment is assessed and completed. The system consists of three distinct entities. 1. Law enforcement, e.g., police and sheriffs. 2. Adjudication, courts, e.g., judges, prosecutors, defense lawyers, and clerks. 3. Corrections and supervision, e.g., jail or prison staff, probation officers, and parole agents. They operate together in order to maintain the rule of law in civilized society. When you are caught up in the system in Los Angeles County, you are at its mercy. While in custody, your body is not your own. It belongs to the county. Your necessities are county issued. Your food, your toothpaste, even your clothes. You sleep where they tell you to sleep. Get up when they tell you to get up. If you or your family have no money for bail, you remain in jail until trial. Depending on the backlog of pending cases, this can last months. In 1993, California housed 15% of the U.S. jail population, more than any other state. And within its correctional institutions, a shift was occurring, one that had been building for many years. Organized prison gangs sought to direct the criminal activities of street gangs from behind bars, and as they became successful in doing so, power moved from the streets to jails and prisons. These prison gangs offered an affiliation model, and its reasoning was simple. If they could control the environment behind bars, the worst possible consequence of criminal behavior, then they could control almost anyone, anywhere. This is the story of one such crime. Those accused of it, those who witnessed it, the law enforcement who investigated it, the lawyers who prosecuted and defended it, and those left behind on the outside. Prologue. The Alibi. And this is no dream, just my oily life, where the people are alibis and the street is unfindable for an entire lifetime. Anne Sexton, 45 Mercy Street.
Jacob Safulu, a.k.a. Dreamer, December 6th, 1993, 9:18 p.m. Angela's never sat me down and looked at me like I'm a problem she finally solved before. She hasn't said anything yet, but I feel her words on their way to me like how I can feel a punch is coming. Inside, I'm already trying to get out of the way. "This isn't easy for me or anything," she's saying, and I know it's the windup before she hits me with, "But I need you to move out, Jacob." That's the knockout right there. It's over. Done. When Angela makes decisions, they stay made. What she's doing right now is dumping me and making me homeless in the same swoop, but all I can think of is how the microwave's beeping. This new one I got off a homie last week is from Japan. Good shit. Digital? It's got this thing where it reminds you if you don't get your food out. That's what it's doing right now with her macaronis. It's beeped twice already. The sound of it reminds me how that monitor sounded on my homie before his heart just stopped. Tiny gangster, R.I.P. Southsider, a real Linwood rider, un matón grande, toughest fool I ever met. And remembering that mixes into right now, and this hot, hard pain sticks in my chest like a fire rock. Angela snaps her fingers in front of my eyes. "Hello," she's getting heated. "You paying attention to me, or what?" "Beep," I come back with, "or what?" She rolls her eyes at me. She used to love how I made her laugh. Now she's got a look like even me.